New York was it was more of a vacation though. Once I start living up there, it'll. I already ran into some trouble.
You did?
I ran, bumped it. I bumped into
like
some.
What?
Well, like day one, I fought my roommate. He brought a fucking. This is one of the things I wanted to delete from yesterday because I'm shitting on my new roommate. But he brought a fucking book to the bar. Me and Tommy were at the bar, and he met us there with a book. And I was like, "What is that?" And it was a fucking. It was like a book about white people being the devil. It was like a black lady writing about police brutality.
All right.
It's like, dude, fucking give it a rest.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Why are you bringing that here?
Yeah, it's strange.
And then it turned into a... We ended up fighting about gender being a social construct for 3 hours.
Reading a book in a public space like that and, like, staring at myself in the mirror in a public bathroom, it's the same feeling. Like, someone seeing me do either, I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's just like, ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's something I can't really describe, but I hear that and I'm adverse to it. I'm like...
Yeah, I mean, it's like... Yeah, it was just...
It's almost as if, like I said, you're just like... staring at a book, and all of a sudden a girl's like, what are you reading? And you're like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I think that's what it is. It's like, I knew a guy that would do that specifically to attract women to talk to him.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's like you're clearly not going to digest the information. I don't know how that works. If I'm doing that specifically to have a woman talk to me, then I can't, that's all I'm thinking about.
Exactly.
I mean, no words are...
No.
Yeah.
I might start reading 50 Shades of Grey at a bar, dude. Yeah. You just be like, oh, I just flipped the page.
Yeah, get a book on like...
You just be visibly hard in sweatpants and just be like, oh, nice.
Just bring the Kama Sutra. Yeah. Just bring the Kama Sutra to an Irish pub and sit in the corner of the bar and just wait, dude. Just wait. But
I was waiting for drunk 50-year-olds to be like, yeah, Kate, hon. And I flipped the page. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Oh, this book?
I'm reading How to Eat Your Pussy Upside Down.
The Eastern ways of eating pussy. But and then I woke up and I saw his room. The next morning I woke up a little groggy. He had a couple, you know, I felt bad.
Your one eye in the apartment?
Yeah, I was like looking around. And then I saw in his room there's like this calendar, this giant 2-year calendar, 16 and 17. And other comics had placed bets. It was a Trump impeachment betting pool. Yeah. Corny as fuck, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's something to do, you know.
No, but get this. Then on the side of it, it had the rules. So it was $10 to place a bet on a date. The closest date gets, I think it was like 50% of the winnings. And the other 50% is donated to the ACLU. Oh, and then if Trump doesn't get impeached, all the, you know, everything goes to the ACLU. Yeah.
And this is on
this
wall.
Is just this is just local New York comics. This is fucking open mic comics.
Yeah.
Think of that. Think of that at the open mic being like, oh, let's fill this out.
I mean, that calendar's like a, it just seems like a fungal spawn of the environment. It's like now that thing's on this wall and it's like, oh, God.
Yeah. So I was looking at that just
fucking
like.
Nightmare
it's like, ugh. It's not him because he's great. He really is.
Yeah, I like the dude.
Yeah, he is great. And he is smart and. He's just, you know, he's just a product of his environment.
That's like one step away from having like a Fight Club poster on your wall.
Yeah, well, I'm bringing my fucking Don't Tread on Me and American flag. I'm hanging those up, dude. 100. He's going to have to walk through that.
How's he going
to
deal with your patriotic decor?
He's not going to be excited.
He's going to be ticked. He can be patriotic.
Who?
This guy?
I know, but I mean,
edgy
a lot
liberals,
of people...
Edgy liberals tend to be patriotic.
Warmongers.
They are warhawks, and they're trying to fight Russia. For some reason, edgy liberals in this country want to fight Russia.
We should let our edgy liberals fight Russia.
We should let them storm the beaches.
Yeah, go get them, guys.
In the north. That'd be great.
What up?
Nothing, man. Chilling.
Are you ready? Are you fucking scared or what?
Scared of what?
It's a big move.
Oh, yeah. No, I really don't care.
Don't care?
Not really. True. I mean, I don't think it's going to make at least in the next couple months, it's not going to make a huge difference. It's just more fucking traveling.
Yeah, it's always just weird sleeping in a new place, though.
Yeah.
It is weird.
Yeah, that'll be
move
weird.
Up there, it's like, and you wake.
Yeah, that always sucks.
Waking up, too, always throws me. Like, wake up.
Yeah,
and I'm, like,
I'm going to have new roommates, so it'll be uncomfortable, like, going to taking a shit and fucking walking
any
to the
girls?
Shower. No.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do that, man. I, like, thought about it before. Like, oh, having girl roommates would be cool, but it's like... Like you're saying, walking to the shower, it's like, do I put a shirt on? You know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck do I do? Then taking a shit was just, when I was up in Brooklyn for my month or two, or whatever, however long I was there, I decided to get over that right away. I just took shits whenever the fuck I had to. I just sat in there. I was like, too bad.
I wouldn't do that to my bae.
What do you mean?
Have a female roommate.
Yeah.
My ex bae did that, and that fucked me up.
Oh,
moved in with a guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't
know. We're having a
long-distance
relationship, and you live with a dude, like...
I don't think, and I'm being dead serious, I don't think I could live with a girl without trying to have sex with her. I eventually would try. I know I would. I mean, I just know how it is.
This is disgusting.
Like, if we watched TV together at all, in my head, I'd be like, it's on, dude.
We're fucking, right? It's on. If you laugh at the same thing.
Yeah, I'd be like, I would be, like, going in for a kiss across the room, like, it's on, dude. I couldn't navigate that.
Yeah,
I just know. I'm a time release, dude.
You're a dog,
you put me in. You know what I mean. You put me in somewhere. I give it 72 hours, dude. Lock
the
doors,
DAWG, dude.
Hey,
you
man.
A dog,
I mean,
dude.
It just is what it is, dude.
I hear you.
I'll just I'll climb up like a fucking male dog, dude.
Yeah, if she drops something, if she falls.
Y'all dogs hook their paws in around their stomach, like.
Like online, it happens when you see people fall and their dog runs over.
Yeah, yeah.
He starts humping them
humps
right away.
The fuck out of them.
Yeah, dude, you'd be waiting for that female roommate to
slip, dude.
Come over.
When I stayed up there, I didn't. The guy was like, "Hey, just it's a." He's like. He didn't explain which room was his in the place. He was like, just go up the stairs, make it right, blah, blah, blah. But then there's a hallway with two doors. So the first night I was there, I was like, fuck, dude, both doors were kind of cracked. So I was like, I don't know which fucking one it is. So I opened the one and just shined my flashlight on a girl and was like, shut the door.
Shined a flashlight. Then, she must have been so scared, dude.
I know. And then I apologized the next day and she's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And I was like, okay, good, because I felt, like, creepy. Like
I shined a light on you when you were sleeping.
Exactly. She's like, I didn't know that. And I was like, okay, I didn't want you thinking that I did. And be like, why is this guy, like, shining a light on me while I'm sleeping? And I was like, all right, well, that's cool. And I just was like,
see you later.
I wish I didn't say anything.
I was staying at Sam Ike's house in Boston, mm-hmm. and he lives with some chicks. And I was, like, sleeping on the couch in the living room, and I woke up, and this girl's bedroom door was connected to the living room and it was just open.
Yeah,
she was sitting like Indian style on her laptop on her bed and like just a perfect view of me sleeping on the couch. I like woke up and looked at her. I was like, what the fuck, lady? Don't do that.
I mean, dude, if I smell like
just
lotion
snoring with my shirt off
and she's
on
just
the couch,
there just
like,
checking you out. It's probably getting hard, dude.
I think she had like a
they
bowl
love-
of fruit.
Huh?
She was like sitting there with like a bowl of like almonds.
Nips are probably getting fucking stiff.
You think
dude.
She like was
she's probably
I
getting
doubt
fucking
it. She was probably-
lubed. Hard nips, hard clit, lubed.
I think she did improv, dude. She was probably sitting there writing a blog about how gross and fucking vile men are. And I was fueling that, just sitting there snoring.
They love their big snoring papas, though.
You think
they love their big snoring papas, dude. You kidding me?
Me and Beezer.
Dude, she was, you were
big
sitting there.
Snoring papas, dude.
You were sitting there sleeping, and she was just projecting a white picket fence around you guys, dude. Just like, oh my God, I can't wait.
She,
for sure.
Yeah, she was like, he could fix that sink right now.
Oh, dude. I can't even smell. If I smell like lotion, like cucumber body lotion, like St. Ives,
yeah,
I'm kind of hard. If I'm laying in my room and I smell girl shampoo, I'm like, oh, man. Oh, fuck.
It's time, dude. Speaking of snoring papas, dude.
Yeah?
Up in Brooklyn, I slept in the same hotel room. It was me, Beezer, and his girlfriend on two different beds.
Whoa, and she was between two snoring papas?
Well, no, me and the snoring papa, Beezer, were on the same, like, he was on my side. She was on the outside.
Hold on, why were you guys sharing beds when his girlfriend was there?
There were two beds in the hotel room.
So, but you and Beezer shared a bed?
No, I'm saying.
Oh, you were side to side.
He was on my side.
You guys didn't space yourselves out? I would have definitely put a girl between us.
No, I put, which is, they thought it was weird, but I put like my bag and like clothes on the inside facing them.
So you could block, you had a little
I had
shelter.
A little shelter.
You had a little barrier. Why'd you barrier yourself off?
I don't know. Yeah, I think it was just instinct.
That's fair.
I was drunk and it was
like
on my
beaver.
Bed, dude.
Yeah, you're
I was
like a
I
beaver.
I can't have a, I need a barrier between me and another man.
I mean,
man.
Dude, you're with a couple. I can get, you know.
But at one point, he like, I guess, tried to get like handsy. With her, he started like, you know how you do. You just grab your bitch.
I know, all too well.
Then she like pushed him off, so he like rolled and flipped facing me, mm-hmm. and I was laying on my side facing him. So like in the middle of the night, I woke up to me and him facing each other.
Holy shit!
And I like both laying on our sides, looking at each other, and I was just like, I just flipped over and rolled to the other side. I was like, I can't do that. And he was like, we were both awake and had no idea.
Dude, I mean, this is fucked. And I won't. Go ahead, please go.
Also, he snores worse than any person I've ever met.
Yeah.
And I had the morning blowout.
That's why she loves him so much. He was snoring over your blowout?
Well, no. I was trying my best to fart loud enough to make him stop snoring. There were a couple of times I farted like as loud as I could, and he would laugh out of a snore. He was like,
it's like Godzilla versus Megalodon,
dude. It was, dude. There was big snoring papas in that room, dude.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm not going to say nothing, but I'm surprised it didn't get fucking X-rayed.
You didn't think something happened.
I didn't think. I thought it was going to go nuts in there.
One time, here's a good snoring papas. Yeah. So it was me, my friend Mark, and my friend Letty. They played football at Elon. One played tight end, one played offensive line. So it was like big papas, dude. I'm talking fucking 6'4", 6'5", 300 pounds.
Oh, man. I'm just imagining their grass-stained shoes, dude. They cut the lawn. She's doing dishes.
Big boys. Whew. But Letty and his girlfriend were in the bed, and me and Mark were in like a pull-out couch sleeping next to each other. And in the morning, Letty fucked his girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah. And me and Mark both faked asleep.
You listened.
Yeah, we both, like, I mean, it woke us up.
Holy shit.
But what was funny is he and I didn't communicate to each other that we were awake. Like, he and I were both doing the same weird thing, which was, like,
listening.
Fake sleeping.
Well, I mean, you can't be like, Mark, they're having sex.
But then Letty, while he was fucking, was like, oh, cramp. cramped He got, like, hamstring cramps.
Oh, my God.
And as soon as he was like, oh, cramp, me and Mark both were like, ah, just screaming
laughing.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, dude. Snoring papas in a room is dangerous.
She hopped on top of him, dude. Yeah.
There's too much snoring.
Dude, I mean, this is really fucked up, but I was dating someone. Identity totally concealed. And we went somewhere with her mom, and we all shared a hotel room. You know, we're all out kind of drinking and stuff, and then, like, mom falls back, goes to sleep. We have a couple more drinks and come back, and I'm a horny little toad, dude. So we go to spoon up.
Mm-hmm.
It's summertime. I'm feeling the heat off that thing.
Yeah.
I started...
The heat off what thing?
You know what I'm talking about. That thing, dude.
Her privates.
Yeah, her private parts,
It was emanating heat.
Yeah, and I'm feeling that through my boxers, and I go, you know, so whatever. Either way, long story short, I started exploring around there. We ended up, like, having quiet sex while our mom was, like, in the bed right
next
to us.
That's so terrible.
I know, man. I feel fucked up about that.
Did you get it off?
Bro, I don't fucking stop, dude.
I doubt you would.
I'll tell you what, I don't edge, dude. I don't fucking edge, I'll tell you that.
You do not stop. If I didn't come,
I would have punched her, dude.
That's a good fucking ethos. I live by that.
If I don't finish,
someone's getting KO'd. You're
getting socked. You get a dead leg. But no, that was shitty. I did it once again a couple times in college with people where, like, they'd have a roommate, and I'd be like, the roommate would be like, and, like, storm out and be like, girls don't take it that well.
Other girls?
Girls don't like their girlfriends having sex in front of them.
Why is that?
I mean, jealousy, I guess.
Yeah, guys take it well.
Here, me, do you see my fucking back, dude? All you look up and all you see is my back muscles, dude. Just like,
you being a player.
Yeah,
dude. You
look up and see my traps, dude. Just, I'm like a factory, and they're just like, glistening. Oh my God, I'm so jealous, and they just huff out.
I wish you would pump.
I don't
pump into me, dude.
Or you wake up and see your roommate getting her pussy eaten, and you're like, ew, fuck, this is nasty. Ew,
my
ew.
Whole house is just dudes jerking off constantly. And then I wash it and bring it back up to them and they jerk off back into it. Damn, dude, I miss when my mommy used to do my laundry.
Oh, it was the best,
that
man.
That was nice. I would give her, sometimes when they'd send me to clean my room, like, I'd have an old laundry basket that I just never put the clothes away and just send it back down.
Wait, what do you
like,
mean?
With folded clothes in it, just give it back to her and be like, yeah, wash it.
Why?
You know when you clean your room and there's, like, clothes everywhere?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You just throw them back in the laundry basket.
Oh, you would just be like,
I would just pile
it.
Like fucking folded clean clothes back and be like, wash them again, bitch.
You just didn't feel like putting them away.
No.
So you just threw them back in the washer.
Threw them back in.
Damn, dude.
I had a work ethic since I was a boy.
Imagine if there was three more of you fucking coming onto that stuff.
Three,
dude.
More of me just nutting everywhere. I never nutted into clothes.
Really?
No, not until later in life.
Oh, man. I would,
but
yeah,
when I'd... I, yeah, I used to. When I was a young warthog, it was only tissues. I was a big tissue.
That was always gay to me.
There's nothing gay about coming into something disposable. They don't get stuck to you. You just wash. You throw them the fuck out.
They stick to your fingers.
They've never once in my life stuck to my fingers.
Ugh, I think it's. I always felt really weird and like, I feel like whenever I come into a tissue,
so
it feels
you're
like I'm jerking.
Wiping it up off yourself with the tissue. Right?
Sometimes
I've always just gone condom.
Sometimes I'm just blasting it into the
tissue.
But sometimes it's not enough, dude. I'm like a fucking fire hydrant. I'm a fire hydrant.
Double
dude.
Tish.
Yeah, but then like you're holding your cum in a tissue. It's just to me, it always felt like I was jerking off in a doctor's office. If I came into a tissue, I always
sometimes
just felt
that's
gross.
Cool to think of.
True that.
But
I'm all really? About. Yeah,
I remember sometimes when I was young, you'd just let it loose. You don't need any barriers.
My big thing was just firing them into the bathtub. I didn't know about shower slugs. My brother was like, you know, like that shit collects at the drain. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, dude. He's like, you think mom's down here chasing all your shower slugs, dude? You got to stop doing it.
We got a roommate now that I think needs to learn about shower slugs.
Really?
I think so. I think one of our roommates.
Someone's gunking
maybe
up the
he
works.
Listens.
Dude.
Has got a fleshlight. And he needs to stop fucking cleaning it out in the shower.
Oh, man. Yeah, you got to.
Because I think those slugs might be.
Oh, then they infuse with
and
pubes,
then the
dude.
Water fucking carries up to your feet when you're taking a shower.
Oh, it's just a cum stopper,
water.
Dude.
Ugh.
Ugh. Yeah, I.
That's all in my head.
What?
I think.
I mean, if you look down at those pubes, you
I've
see those
out the
white
drain before.
Viscous globs, dude. You
well,
know what they
when
are.
You, by the time you clean it out, it's all fucking dirt.
Whose cum is it? Yeah.
The sink.
No, those things.
I cleaned out
chill.
The shower. No, I mean, in the shower.
Yeah,
if you
yeah.
clean out the drain, like, get into it.
Yeah.
It just looks like hair and dirt. And, like, mud.
Ew.
When in reality, it's
come.
My roommate's fucking fleshlight getting cleaned out.
Ew, dude.
Ew.
You should demand royalties on that thing.
I might demand to borrow it.
You guys should DP it.
Yeah, I'll get the small end.
Go
I'd feel good as shit.
Yeah.
Like a Chinese finger trap. That'd be nice.
That'd be sick.
No, that's really fucking weird. Yeah, especially because I'm a lot taller than him. So it'd be at a funny,
you'd be fucking at
pretty
an
funny angle.
But yeah, so I watched Grease today. I've been reading some really sick shit too right now. I'm fucking listening.
Sorry, I
you're
got
good.
A very annoying text.
What was it?
My fucking bitch-ass roommate, Steve, in New York, just messaged me. He was like, where is your rent?
Yeah, dude, you got to take a time out of that one.
Yeah.
Straighten that shit out.
It's like, dog, I left it in the second drawer in my room, but
yeah.
I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, go
you're
take
gonna
it.
Sweat
dude.
It out, you bitch. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I ain't no fucking hoe, dude.
Where's exactly, dude. He's treating you out like you was out turning tricks out in the West Coast, dude.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I don't play. I hate people playing games with my money.
I fucking hate when people play with my money, dude.
Dude, fuck that.
I don't play any games, dude.
All right, what book were you reading, dog?
Oh, dude, I got a lot open. I got many open right now. I'm
really?
Fucking with Gaddafi's Green Book.
You love Muammar
Gaddafi. Al-Gaddafi? Dude, he wrote a book. Basically, he claimed that he figured out like a whole other way between capitalism and socialism. That's my pet project right now. I'm trying to invent a new economic system. Pick up where Gaddafi, he had me going for a little bit.
Yeah, for some reason, the conspiracy theorists really like him.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Well, he did get like completely politically assassinated.
And wasn't he kind of like a Pan-Africa?
Oh, he was. He had the
head of the Pan Africa type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he had the like Malcolm X fucked with. Like he had
yeah.
a lot of like the Black Panther type dudes. Like he was trying to like allegedly was trying to bring in like weapons and like they would like put him on a little screen and he would send videos over like, yo, you guys are gonna help me fuck up America. I'm gonna send you weapons. Like we're gonna do this.
Oh well, then fuck him. Oh yeah, we got some Asian roommates. Upstairs, dude. They moved into ours. They
bro?
Fucking fly up and down those steps, dude.
Do they really?
That's a new stereotype.
Are they doing like a
Asians
hidden,
fly
you think they're
down
doing
steps.
That like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon shit where they're like running
oh,
upside
yeah,
down on the walls?
Definitely, dude. First time I met them, they were while they were moving in, they were fucking sprinting down the steps. And it was like rattling the pictures on our wall. I had to go outside. I went outside. I was like, hey, what's up? And they're clearly Drexler students.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're Drexlers. And Drexler Dragons.
I just keep picturing them floating around their house, like jumping and doing
that's
like
so funny running like that.
Holy
and,
fuck!
I walked outside and I was like, "Hey, what's up?" And they're like, "Hey, man. Hey, we just moved in." They like tried to be friendly, and I was like, "Could you guys stop sprinting up and down the steps? It's like it's literally shaking our fucking TV."
What did they say?
And they're like, "Oh, so y'all." Very,
they probably started floating after that.
Very honorable.
No, he pulled out small daggers.
The
and
one
fucking
Harry carried him. Yeah, he fucking killed himself right there. Cut out his innards on the street. He's like, oh, very disrespectful. My first day of courage. Already disrespectful. His dad called. I could hear his dad on the phone. He was like, "You leave our house one day, and you are very disrespectful already. To a white people. We are other white people. We need them."
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. They are good for business. Make friends with a white man.
They buy also Dan.
Oh, dude, you got some good Asian news for us.
What?
From Everyday Feminism.
Oh, man, dude, that fucking kill. Sorry, I need to take it. I need to take a knee. Yeah, so
yeah. White guys are the best. But, nah, JK. JK.
I can't stop thinking about our fucking, the people above us just fucking.
Do you hear them? You can hear them flying around, dude. It sounds like they're upstairs. No, dude, they're two floors up flying around. They're crouching tiger for sure.
Just crouching up there?
Fighting on the walls.
Holy shit.
They just played fucking Smash Brothers and one of them lost. It's like, "You are Jigglypuff."
The carpet's probably constantly stained from seppukus, dude. As soon as you lose in fucking Mario Kart, you just go like,
their furniture, they hardly brought in furniture. They have those paper walls up there. They brought in like a little mini table because I could tell they all sit.
No way.
They sit to eat.
No way.
Yeah. Oh.
They're just up there just fucking punching wood right in the hand. I'm just thinking, I just saw Kill Bill, so that's all I can think about.
Damn, the Chinese upstairs.
Up there jumping around.
Stomping on the
doing
steps.
Doing calisthenics, dude. I don't think we pick them up.
We never pick them up.
I can hear them, yeah.
We never pick them up, but the steps to the apartment above us are right above, it's right above my room.
Yeah. So me this, though.
Yeah.
How many steps do we just hear?
That was not many.
Exactly.
He
and
stopped.
Probably 12 in a flight of steps.
14.
I heard like 4 steps. You think there's a little crouching tiger, hidden dragon going on upstairs?
You think he ran down the wall?
You think he floated up 6 steps? You think he jumped air crane and floated up the last?
He probably did. Dude, when they'll run out in the morning to go to class,
so fast.
They sprint down the steps at like 8 in the morning, and I wake up out of like a fever dream in my bed, like,
"The Asians are coming."